Little Havens Hospice focuses on the individual needs of the children they care for, making every day count for those with life-limiting or life-threatening illnesses and their families. It's located in beautiful meadowland in Thundersley, just outside of Rayleigh, and here to tell us all about the hospice and its work, it's Peter Hall. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Lovely to be here.
First of all, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the history of Little Havens. How did it all start?
Sure. Well, hopefully to many of your listeners of Phoenix FM, the name Little Havens will be very familiar and synonymous with care for children living with life-limiting illnesses and their families as well, as you said in the introduction. And we've been providing incredible care, either at the hospice or in the community, for 19 years.
Wow. Okay.
And in that time, we've cared for over 1,400 families from across the whole county. We are the only children's hospice for the whole of Essex.
Fantastic. What about you yourself? How did you get involved in the hospice and its work?
Oh gosh, well I'll try and make that as brief as possible.
Okay.
Well, do you know, I'm all for sharing stories of hope, and I wasn't very well in the 90s. I was diagnosed with a lymphatic cancer, lymphoma, and to cut a long story short, I received two transplants and a bone marrow transplant. I was living in Leigh-on-Sea at the time, and I was referred for what's known as end of life care. We don't like to use the word terminal in hospice care. We don't believe that that applies.
Right.
So I received end-of-life care as a young man in my 30s, but I'm delighted to say that as I sit here now with you and chat to your listeners, I'm completely well, in no small part due to the wonderful care and support and advice I received from the Macmillan nurses at our sister hospice for Little Havens, that's Fair Havens in Southend. And so I was a patient. I volunteered for a number of years while my recovery was still less than complete, and then I went on to work for the charity full time, just a way of saying thank you and giving back to the charity that cared for me at the most difficult time of my life.
Yeah, well, what a fantastic story. I mean, as you said, you don't want to concentrate on you. It's not what it's about today. But what turned it all around? If you were being given end of life care and still here, basically.
Well, if I had the answer to that and a pound for every time someone asked me that, I'd be a wealthy man. I'm just delighted and feel very privileged to be in the position that I am. And the reality is, for our children and families, the children in particular, their life expectancy is reduced. They're not expected to survive into adulthood. Some of them do. There is always hope in the bleakest of situations. But do you know what? Hospice care is all about living, not dying. And we believe, whether it's children's hospice care or adult hospice care, that each of us matter every single moment of our lives, up to and including the very last breath,
absolutely,
the day that we die.
Yeah.
So when children come and stay for respite care, that's planned breaks at Little Havens, or whether we provide that care in their own home, it's about creating magical moments and special memories that those families can hold on to forever, long after, sadly, a child has died.
Yeah, well, you've touched on it there, but can you tell us exactly how you help people? What kind of services and facilities as well are available at the hospice?
Well, do you know, Little Havens is an amazing place. The one thing it isn't, Bob, is a hospital.
Right.
Hospitals do great work, but they're great big scary places, big buildings and lots of doctors and nurses and patients. And I don't know about for us as adults, but for children in particular, it's really quite frightening to walk into that environment.
Of course.
Little Havens is a family home, and for any of your listeners, some of them may have visited on one of our open days or know of a family or a loved one that's actually been cared for at the hospice, they'll know that it's a place of love, laughter and life. So we have an inpatient facility where families come for respite, which is planned breaks to give mum or dad or whoever's doing the caring a break from the stresses and strains of everyday life. Because looking after someone who's life limited is 24/7.
Of course.
Seven days a week. It's physically, emotionally and spiritually debilitating. And through no fault of their own, the rest of the family, particularly brothers and sisters, tend to get neglected.
Yes.
But when they come to Little Havens, they can do all the things that we take for granted with our own families. That's going for a walk, watching a film, having a family meal together, playing PlayStation, even going away on holiday, which would be impossible ordinarily for our families at home. But we also have day stay, we have community support. We have a holistic approach to care, which is recognising that you and I and children are physical, emotional and spiritual beings, so we meet all of those needs. So there are so many different dimensions to hospice care, not just what we do at the hospice, but also in a child's own home and in the community.
Great. Great. Now, you're located in Thundersley, but what sort of geographical area do you cover?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's another great question.
Yeah.
Although we are in Thundersley, the care that we provide extends across the whole county. So there are families in Brentwood, Shenfield, Worley, Havering, Thurrock, Romford, Barking and Dagenham, as well as south in Rochford and Castle Point, Basildon, Billericay, and up as far as Colchester and Clacton, up the A12, Chelmsford, Mid-Essex as well. So Little Havens is the children's hospice for the whole of Essex, and we have families coming from all of those areas, or will deliver hospice care in their own home.
Wonderful. Well, you mentioned families. Are there facilities for the families to stay at the hospice with their child?
Yeah, absolutely. If you think about it logically, for those of your listeners that have been through the experience of caring for a loved one, or maybe who are going through experience or experiencing a bereavement, will know that it's really painful. Mm. It's a difficult journey, and it impacts on the whole family when someone has been diagnosed with a life limiting illness. So we have a responsibility to meet the needs of the family. So upstairs at Little Havens, we have a suite of really lovely rooms where the family can come and stay. In fact, up to 54 members of the family can come and stay in the rooms free of charge while we're providing care and looking after their children in the way that they would look after them at home. So we build up real trust and relationship with parents and carers.
That's absolutely amazing.
And caring for the teenagers and siblings too, so they can come and play, use the swimming pool, the ball pool, play on Xbox, use the accessible play equipment in the gardens. Yeah. I would really encourage your listeners to hop onto YouTube, pop Little Havens into the search box, and there's a whole a list of different film clips.
There
where they
are
can
some wonderful
see.
Videos on YouTube of Little Havens Hospice, and there, as you say, they it's all about hope, and it's all about how the hospice have helped people. Some absolutely wonderful stories on there, really. Now, all of this costs money, of course. Do families have to pay for the care that you give?
No, they don't. You know, all the care that we provide is free of charge at the point of delivery. We don't charge a penny for our care, but we can only do that because of the generosity of the local community.
Right.
Would you believe to provide all the care and support that we do through the range of services that I've already spoken about, including inpatient care, respite, home care, family support, bereavement support, day stay, play therapy. We have to raise every week £46,000.
Wow.
I'll say that again. That's £46,000 a week. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
£2.5 million a year. We get about £300,000 from the local primary care trust.
Okay.
But it's the community that raises the other £2.2 million.
Right. So how do you do that?
Well, I've got the easy job, really. I come into places like Phoenix FM and I tell people and hopefully inspire people to get involved with fundraising. But actually it's the good folk of Essex that really love to do things for those less fortunate than themselves with a smile on their face.
Yeah.
And we have lots of ideas to help inspire people how to get involved. We also offer lots of support and encouragement. We're a really friendly fundraising team. We're happy to come to your workplace or to chat to you directly about how you can get involved. We provide collecting tins, pots and banners as well. Just everything you need to put on a successful fundraising event or a cake sale or a coffee morning.
Wonderful.
Run a marathon, do a skydive, whatever you want to do.
Wonderful. Now, I know you've got a few events coming up, haven't you? Would you like to give us some details of
It's perfect timing, me coming in and chatting today. At the end of May every year is Children's Hospice Week.
Okay.
And this year that's taking place on the 22nd to the 28th of May. It's where the spotlight goes on the work, the incredible work of children's hospices nationally, but obviously the focus in Essex is on Little Havens.
Okay.
So we're encouraging your listeners to either hold a bake sale at work or a coffee morning, maybe a quiz night, a live music evening, something that's fun, that's really easy to do. We'll provide all the fundraising materials that you need. All we ask is that you get in touch. You can do that via the website, or you can ring us, and I know there'll be details on the Phoenix FM website.
Yes, absolutely,
But the number for the hospice is 01702 220305, and that's directly into the fundraising team at Little Havens. We'd love to have a chat with you, and we can send you an information pack and everything you need for you to organise your own event.
Yeah, great thing to do, and you can have fun while you're doing it, can't you? Yeah. And you're holding your own Little Havens afternoon tea as well on the 20th of May?
Well, we are. Do you know... I think food and fundraising is a marriage made in heaven. And an afternoon cream tea with cake is a great way to raise money. So our friends at the Old Rectory in Dunton are hosting this afternoon on Saturday the 20th of May between 2 and 4.30. It's £20, which really isn't a lot of money for a lovely afternoon tea.
And this is a proper afternoon tea with
pucker
sandwiches and cream tea and all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
In beautiful surroundings. I've arranged for the sun to be shining on that day. So there's lovely gardens. And we'd really encourage your listeners to pick up the phone. Hopefully the information again will be on the website.
Yeah.
But they can ring us, speak to us directly, or there is information where you can contact a local number in Brentwood to pick up your ticket to book your place. But we'd encourage people to do that quickly because I think tickets are really going well for that one.
Yep, right, lovely. And you've got some other events going on as well, haven't you? I think.
Oh, we have. Well, actually, if Children's Hospice Week and afternoon tea isn't enough to keep you busy, we're also encouraging, whether you're an individual or a business or you're a member of your local school or church, to get involved with what we're calling our Swashbuckling Summer. Which is pirate themed fundraising. So why not have a pirate fancy dress day, a sea shanty sing along, or a Jolly Roger raffle? We've even got a Davy Jones quiz that we've put together. So we make it as easy as possible. You can dress up and have fun and raise money for a great local cause like Little Havens. All the details are on the website, which is havenshospices.org.uk.
Yep, and we'll put that on our website as well later on. Now, a lot of this obviously involves volunteers, from occasional volunteers organising these events to people who volunteer regularly. Are you looking to recruit more volunteers at the moment? And what sort of work are they likely to be involved in?
Yeah, well, volunteers are the lifeblood of the charity, and many of your listeners, I'm sure, who are already actively involved in their community or volunteer themselves will know how important our volunteers are. We have around 900 volunteers across the charity.
Wow.
It sounds a lot, and I suppose it is, but they're helping our adult and our children's hospice in one of our 23 charity shops and in the community. And they save us £2.5 million a year.
Right. Yeah,
so if we had to pay them for all their expertise, that's how much extra we would have to raise. So we're really grateful for what they do. But I'm particularly looking for a local group of people in the Brentwood area that would like to form a volunteer fundraising group.
Okay.
Who will commit maybe for the next year just to organising some fundraising for Little Havens. And they can do that in lots of different ways. It might be organising a regular quiz night, a golf day, even a charity ball, or a few coffee mornings.
Yeah.
And we would ask you to get in touch via the fundraising office on Southend 220305. We're also looking for people to become community champions.
Okay.
And they're people that can go out in the community and give passionate talks and inspire people about the work of Little Havens and inspire them and encourage them to fundraise for us. We provide all the support and training. We're just looking for people who are kind of confident and happy to stand up and chat in front of different audiences, because I can't be everywhere, so it's lovely to have
well, you're pretty good at it. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, but it's lovely to have people that can do that on our behalf and be our local ambassadors.
Yeah, fantastic. So again, how can potential volunteers contact you?
Right, well, what they would need to do, the first thing would be to hop onto the website again, which is havenshospices.org.uk /volunteering, or they can just fill in a contact form to find out about all the fundraising events. Again, it's havenshospices.org.uk/fundraising, and then they can find out about all the different events that are happening in the community. Or they can pick up the phone on 01702 220350, is our hospice switchboard number. Just say they're interested in volunteering and they'll be directed through to the right department.
Fantastic. And you didn't even have to look at a piece of paper for that, did you? You remembered all that. That was very good. Now, that's really great, Peter. Thanks for coming in to tell us all about Little Havens today. Now, from what I've seen, as I mentioned earlier, from some of your online videos, Little Havens Hospice brings happiness, positivity and practical help to the lives of people who are dealing with a nightmare situation. You must be immensely proud of the work you're involved in.
Do you know, I am. I wake up every morning and It feels good to be putting a smile on the faces of children and families that need it most. And sometimes I have a bit of a bad day, or I'm sat in front of my computer and I think I've got lots of work to do. But then I think of our families, and I think of our supporters, our amazing supporters and volunteers who are working so selflessly and giving of their time. And that inspires me to do the job that I do. Absolutely. What I would say, Bob, just as a final thing, if people would like to come and experience that Little Haven's magic for themselves and come and see what we do, we'd love to show them around the hospice. We do that two or three times a year. On those days, our children and families aren't resident, because it's a family home and it wouldn't be fair for hundreds of people to be coming along. But on the 25th of June, which is a Sunday, we have an open doors at Little Haven's. It's a drop-in between 11 and 3. Come and have a cup of tea and coffee. Bring the kids. There's bouncy castles, craft stalls. Have a look at the beautiful gardens, the accessible play equipment, and come away and be inspired. Now, that's happening on Sunday, the 25th of June, between 11 and 3. Again, if you visit the website at havenshospices.org.uk, all the information for that open doors event on the 25th of June is on the website.
Wonderful. Peter, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks for coming in, and good luck with all your fundraising, and more power to your elbow, basically. So that's Peter Hall from Little Havens Hospice. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.